This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I'm truly convinced that the world you think you know today will not... it will not be structured. It will be radically different, let's say, in 10 years. We are approaching so many tipping points for humanity. And the common thread behind all of this that has really just sort of occurred to me is we now have distributed grassroots transparency that's working its way into everything. Like, just think, for example, all these sex scandals that are happening with Hollywood and, you know, Kevin Spacey being accused and Harvey Weinstein, all that coming out. What, 60 women have now accused him or something like that? It's a big number. Well, this never would have happened if the internet had never been invented, because the Hollywood centralized press or the corporate Hollywood press would have controlled the narrative and would have covered up for powerful Hollywood people. You know, Hollywood as an industry didn't want that information to come out. It's only because of individuals and their ability to communicate independently, you know, blog sites, websites, tweets even. It's only because of that that the truth has come out about Harvey Weinstein. And this realization can be applied to so many areas. You think about, for example, I'm working on a project called BioSludged, which documents the human sewage that's spread on farms all across America. It's the greatest environmental crime you've never heard of. If you want to see the trailer, you can see it at biosludged.com. And that film is coming. It's a little bit late, but it's coming out sometime in 2018. And that film would never have been possible without the internet and independent media, because again, the mainstream media would never cover it. They cover it up. But the truth keeps coming out anyway, because of independent people and people like you who support the work of those of us who are into independent science. And also think about vaccines, the vaccine issue. A lot of questions now about the composition of vaccines. Why are they still using mercury? Why do they use aborted baby parts for the tissue in vaccines? They're literally using human cells, you know, fetal tissue cells in vaccines that are injected into other children, plus other toxic ingredients, sometimes formaldehyde, for example, sometimes MSG, and so on. A lot of people are starting to ask the question, why are we injecting our children with these toxic ingredients? Even people who are not opposed to the theory of vaccination or immunization or what have you, they're like, wait a second, we never even knew until recently that all these ingredients are in vaccines. What's going on here? So you see, whether we're talking about Hollywood and pedophilia or the vaccine industry, or even food, the food industry, the pesticides, the herbicides, even politics, bank secrecy, all these things. Transparency is the underlying thread of what's going to radically change our world. And I think we're starting to see it in the realm of politics, too. I think that the victory of Donald Trump last year in the election was just the leading edge of what I see as ultimately becoming a whole new political party. In fact, I'm going to spend a couple of minutes on this. I think the Democrat Party and the Republican Party as they exist today are both obsolete. You know, the Republicans are just incredibly corrupt and stupid as all get out. And they're just, I'm talking about the Republican establishment. They're just the dumbest people imaginable. And the Democrats are the most corrupt criminals, mafia-style people imaginable. Both parties, in my opinion, are corrupt and obsolete, and I think they will be replaced with a new political movement, a new party that doesn't fit on one side of the aisle or the other, but rather is an aggregation of the more people-centric ideas, which can include free markets and individual liberty, but also, you know, regulating the banks so that they don't siphon off money from the economy like a bunch of parasites who aren't really doing anything to contribute to society. You know what I mean? I think we're going to have a third political party, a new uprising political party. And for all I know, Trump might start that party, because I think Trump is sick of the Republicans as well. And he's sick of the Democrats and he's sick of the establishment. So who knows? Maybe it'll be the Trump party. I don't know. Maybe, or someone completely different. But my point is that we are going to see an explosion of new bottom-up grassroots action on so many areas, from food transparency to science, medicine, the economy, politics, all these big, big areas, even agriculture and food production. We're seeing the spread of permaculture and local food production and small-scale farming and things like that, backyard chickens. It is so powerful. And this is the movement that is really libertarian in many ways, but also kind of, I don't know, maybe this isn't the right term, but it's peer-to-peer. It's about individuals making decisions about their lives rather than centralized control systems telling you what to do. If you think about it, all the examples I've mentioned are bypassing centralized control. We're bypassing the mainstream media. The whole Harvey Weinstein thing, again, would never have happened if the media controlled the narrative. It only came out because all the individuals were able to bypass the mainstream media. So we're really talking about peer-to-peer, decentralized, grassroots, whatever name you want to put on it. This is the big movement for the future. And even cryptocurrency, for that matter, which I'm a proponent of cryptocurrencies, even though I've been harsh on the Bitcoin hype, because I think it's overblown. But cryptocurrencies in general are a very solid, not just an idea, but something that exists now and will continue to proliferate, I believe, especially with the better cryptocurrencies that are out there, like Zcash or Ethereum or others that are technologically superior to Bitcoin, for example. So decentralization really is such a great, powerful message for our future. And it reminds me of Adam Kokesh, you know, and his book Freedom, because Adam Kokesh, he's done a lot of really fascinating work in this realm before. And, you know, he talks about a world without really any centralized government at all. And I don't, you know, 100% agree with him on all the points, but he is so passionate and so correct about a lot of things that he says. And I just want to give a shout out to Adam Kokesh, you know, on that, because he's coming from the right place. His heart's in the right place. He's a veteran. He's served his country, and he's trying to help make this world a better place. And I got to say, the world will only be a better place through decentralization, not through more centralization or grabbing power and putting it in the hands of the few. It's actually the solution to everything is power in the hands of the many. And I believe that's true with medicine as well, which is why this drug cartel, the pharmaceutical industry, the FDA, that whole thing needs to be toppled and will. It will economically implode. We're almost there, by the way. And what will take its place? Decentralized grassroots production, herbal-based antibiotics, for example, homegrown medicine, botanicals, cannabis as medicine, all these things, nutrition, prevention of disease through targeted nutrients, and so on. This is the grassroots, bottom-up solution for medicine and healthcare, and even compassion for human beings, you know, decentralization of the medical system. So I think that the big, big shift that we're looking at now, and this, it may take, you know, 50 years for this whole thing to really run its course, or even longer. But the big, big shift is that we're moving from a world of centralized institutions and governments and knowledge systems and media and so on, to a new world where all these things are decentralized, which means that they're more diverse. It means that the power structures of the past are being challenged and toppled. And that's why, by the way, CNN and the fake news industry is desperate to try to label themselves as the only authentic news while they call everybody else fake news. They're trying to censor independent news, even Google and Facebook. They're all trying to censor real independent news to protect the centralized news monopolies that used to have control over everything but are losing control. So this is what you're going to see. This is the era of monopolies losing control. This is the era of grassroots proliferation, of diverse ideas, of individual power to share the truth, share information, to awaken others, to influence others in a positive way through technology, the internet, the HTTP protocol for that matter, you know, TCP/IP packets, you know, all these things are really, in a way, creating the right conditions through which humanity can set itself free. If only humanity doesn't allow these independent voices to be censored and shut down by the status quo. So read Natural News, because we are one of the big voices of independent truth, and we are doing a tremendous amount of good work in this area. Read naturalnews.com and spread the truth, because the revolution has begun. You're part of it. We're part of it. And this is how we move humanity forward in a positive way to a more fair, more transparent society, frankly, where the old monopolists and the old school centralized power systems are obsolete. That's a world worth living in. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.